Hi, I'm Father Roderick, and today I want to talk about the reboot of Lost in Space on Netflix. Now, I have never seen the original Lost in Space series from the 60s, and I probably wouldn't be too interested in it because it's very dated and it was geared towards a younger audience. I did watch the movie that was based on the Lost in Space premise in the 90s, and even though many people really didn't like that movie reboot and it failed to build up a new franchise, I actually kind of liked it because it was my first introduction to the whole premise of the story, that it is a family that is stranded, not on an island like the original, I think it's the Swiss Family Robinsons, on which Lost in Space was also built as an idea. That family was stranded on a deserted island. The family in Lost in Space is stranded basically in space. They're lost in space and they have to survive. The movie took from the original TV series, as far as I've been told, the premise that it was the family, it was all about the family and the family dynamics, and they were stranded, they were lost in space alone with their onboard robot, with the famous phrase, "Danger, Will Robinson." Well, this reimagination, this reboot of Lost in Space by Netflix is very interesting for a number of reasons. First of all, and I got to play the trailer in the background for those of you that are watching the video, it shows you how good this looks. I mean, it's unbelievable that we're seeing this kind of quality special effects work on the small screen, on our television screens. This looks better. This series looks better than the movie version that was made in the 90s. But this the story of the Netflix version really changes a lot of the original story of both the movie and the television series. First of all, this is not just the family of Will Robinson being stranded on a planet, but it is an entire colonization effort that fails. And so there are more people than just that family stranded on that planet. And you know what? I actually like that. It brings the story closer to the premise of let's say, Lost, where it is not just a few people, it's just this entire society that is stranded on an island, or in this case, on a planet. And it creates much more potential for interesting stories because you can play with the dynamics of that basically improvised society and all the tension that that creates and what that does to the family. So I think it gives the story is very much focused on the family relationships, what happens to the parents and the kids. But because they are in a context of a broader society on that remote planet, I think they can sustain the story in a much more interesting way in future series or future seasons. Now, again, it's very much based on the family dynamics, and in the original trailer, but in the original pilot episode, you are immediately made aware of the fact that this is not the ideal family. It's not this family of geniuses from the TV series. It's not this totally dysfunctional and yet also a bit functional family from the movie. This is a much more modern family in a way. The parents are revealed to have been on the brink of a divorce. The kids don't know very much, but they're smart, so they kind of guess. And the kids themselves are smart, they're intelligent, but they're not super geniuses. The main character of the original television series was Will and his relationship with the robot. Well, Will still features heavily in this reboot on Netflix, but the robot is not a robot from Earth. He is actually an alien robot. And so that creates an interesting dynamic that wasn't present in the previous incarnations of this story. But it has a downside. Because this robot is CGI, you have the kid, the young boy, acting with basically someone in a green suit who doesn't speak. And that's very hard for adults to pull off, let alone for a child. And I think it kind of works, but it doesn't work as well as I wished it would. And so, in a way, even though I like the concept of this alien robot, I hope that they can get rid of this robot, or at least kind of relegate him to a less important place in the story so that the kid, Will, can interact more with the rest of the world and the family and the other people stranded on that planet. I think it would be actually much better for the actor himself to be, you know, not always with the robot. The other kids are fine, are okay. I think the parents are also well acted. Another thing that struck me right from the get-go was that these episodes are a little bit too long. They kind of drag on and they create tension in a sometimes a bit of a contrived way. There's always a situation that they need to figure out how to get, so it's problem solving. So it's much, very much kind of based on the problems of being lost and being in jeopardy and in a hostile environment. But it's almost as if they take a dangerous situation and then they spin it out and they create tension and they switch to another place and then they go back and then, but all these buildups feel contrived and too. It's almost as if we have this one problem. How can we stretch it out over the duration of a TV episode? And even though the directors that they hired for this job are very accomplished, even they struggle with this concept. And so I hope that once this show gets its footing and finds its footing and gets more comfortable with the setting and is done establishing the world, etc., that the stories will get better as well. So there is a lot of writing that feels a bit too generic and too much kind of TV-based. Although, I have to say, because of the dysfunctionalities in the world that we are shown and the problems of this stranded society, I think there's a lot of potential there. It's just that in this first season, it doesn't really show yet. But again, I'm very hopeful that in the near future, in season two, this show will really grow and improve. And for a first season, I have to say that I was tremendously entertained. I was amazed and wowed by the quality of the special effects that we're seeing this on TV. And I'm really fine with the actors. And so since I don't have that much nostalgia for the original television series, and even though I like the movie, I think the series is much better. I'm actually quite liking Lost in Space. I'd love to hear what you think of the series, if you've watched it, that is. Have you seen the original series? How do you like this reboot? Where do you think this is going? Is this going to be another hit for Netflix, or is it so-and-so? Let me know in the comments, and while you're at it, please subscribe to the channel so you get all the future episodes as well. Like us on Facebook and on Twitter. Just look for Tridio Media. And I'm Father Roderick on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. So follow me as well. And I will talk to you soon. Take care and God bless.